Shalom to all! Today's office is Yushalmi Ervin, Daf Nun Chesu. We are starting by the fourth line with the words of Idi Amar Kumi Rav Chiya, and the Vilna Daf is all the way at the end of Nun Dal Amar Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarabas Biaka Moshe, Her Nishama Shenhaven Aliyah. So Mishnah taught of a house right up against the Sea or River, a board was sticking out with a hole in it, and as long as Mechitzas of 10x4 Tfachim are made, we apply good Achis or Asik, extend these Mechitzas all the way up or down, and the area within is considered Shasa Yachid, so the owner can draw water from the river. However, if there were two porches, one above the other, one with a hole in Mechitzas, neither may draw water with this contraption because it's going through the other's rishos, so they require an erev together. Erev idi amar kumi rav chiya, erev idi sanafan rav chiya, mutar lamalos va'asur lishbach. It's mutar to fill up water through this, but it's asur to pour out water through this. And amar lehi told him, kanimne chachamim nimne lachaim hain. When the chachamim are gathered together to get smicha, you're going to be counted along with them. Now amar rav mana said, what was the point of this comment? Migar hava ime. He was really making fun of him in some sort of way, meaning he was saying that what you're telling me is not good because there's no difference between drawing water through it or pouring out water into it. However, Amar Yisrael Rabun, that no, Mila Amalei, he was telling him good words, meaning what you said is actually true. It's mutter to fill up water through this because he's filling water up through his mechitza, and so everything here is Rosh Hashayachid. But Va'asar Lishbaich, he's not let to pour water out into it, because consider pouring outside of the mechitza, even though the wastewater that he's pouring through his mechitzas are going through Rosh Hashayachid, but the moment they hit the river or the sea, they're carried away right out of it, so it's considered like he's pouring water out of his mechitza, and that's why there's a difference between drawing water up or pouring water out through it. Now we continue talking about drawing water through this contraption. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Vahi tells us, Loi Amar Rav Chanani ben Akavya, Rav Chanani ben Akavya didn't say his din, which we'll explain in just a moment, El Biyam Tiverio, except with the Sea of Tiverio, which is the Kinneret, Shahar Makifin I saw, because mountains surround it. This hatter of his from the end of yesterday's daf is that we don't need to make mechitzas at all, simply making a hole in the board and then applying this concept called kaif, which literally means to bend. We imagine that the floor of the board is actually bent down into four walls for mechitzos around this opening that's 4x4. Then we say good aches, extending those downwards to the water. And what Rav Chiya Bar Vahi is telling us is that this is only in Tiveria, over the Kinneret, because anyways, midday rights that the whole area is considered Shasa Yachid, because it's surrounded on all sides by mountains, and therefore we can make it over here. But a regular river, which is 100% a regular Carmelis, because it doesn't have mechitzos around it, he's not makel. Now, continue to talk about this, Rav Elazar Shaul Rabbi Yechonon, Rav Elazar asked Rabbi Yechonon, Hayim Piyusras, a whole area or a city which is surrounded by mountains, Zark Mitachal Rosh Hashanah or Shasa Rabim Lutaycha, if a person throws from Rosh Hashanah into it or from it into Rosh Hashanah, would it be chai for transferring between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? Because you just said that an area surrounded by mountains is really considered Rosh Hashanah, so maybe guy should be chai for doing that. Normally, Rabbi Yechonon responded to him, Aldaita, according to you, in Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilam, there's no Rosh Hashanah in the whole world, because basically the whole world is surrounded, and therefore there should be nowhere in the world that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Now, even though Rabbi Yechonon does not like this idea, Rosh Lakish Amar Shalkish says that Lo'ilam ain't Rosh Hashanah, really we do not have Rosh Hashanah, until it's completely open on both sides from one end of the world to the other, meaning it has to be that there's at least two openings, there's two areas that don't have mountains at all, and there's nothing around it that could be considered a mechitza, and only then it's Rosh Hashanah. But if we were to find such an area, then it would be. Ask the Gemara, Mochav Shitas Rosh Lakish, it seems to be that he was steer and Shitas Rosh Lakish, Damer, because he had also said, Ein Rosh Hashanah Ba'il Mazet, there's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah in this world at all, El Asa Lavei, only in the future. Shanemar, the Pasuk says, Kol Gei Yinase, all valleys will be filled up, so then we're going to have a flat area, and then it could be Rosh Hashanah. But until that time comes, we'll always have mountains and hills, which is mashma that according to Rish Lakish, there's never Rosh Hashanah. And continuing with this opinion, Masisa Pligal Rish Lakish, it seems to be a Mishnah that's not like Rish Lakish. What's the Mishnah tell us? Ezer Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah? Shvile Beis Gilgal, the pathways of Beis Gilgal, Vechen Kiyotz Behen, also a similar area to them, Rosh Hashanah Lashabbos, Rosh Hashanah Lotoma, the Rosh Hashanah in regards to Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah in regards to Toma. When he says Rosh Hashanah in regards to Shabbos, that means either it's a real Rosh Hashanah, because the hills of this area are so steep, the side of the slope is considered like a mechitza, and so that makes this area Rosh Hashanah, or maybe it's not actually Rosh Hashanah, it's just not a standard Rosh Hashanah because it's so difficult for many to use due to the steepness. That's why we're saying that it's like Rosh Hashanah because not a standard Rosh Hashanah, but it is considered Rosh Hashanah in regards to Tumah, and that's because there's a lot of people in this area, so it's considered Rosh Hashanah. And so we clearly see from his Mishnah that we do have something called Rosh Hashanah nowadays, and we don't have to wait Lasa Lavi for Rosh Hashanah. Moving on to another topic, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Loi Amar Rabbi Yaisi El Inyan Sukkah. Rabbi Yaisi only said this in regards to Sukkah. This goes back to something we had mentioned previously called Mechitza Teluya, a hanging Mechitza, and whether or not that's considered a real Mechitza. Rabbi Yaisi, in regards to El Chasukkah, says, yes, Mechitza Teluya is valid. So if a person's trying to build their four walls of their Sukkah, and he has a Mechitza that starts from a top and it goes downwards but doesn't actually hit the floor, he says, no problem, that's a valid Mechitza, it's a valid wall. We just say, good Achas Mechitza, we extend the Mechitza all the way down, and it's like he has a valid wall. And Rabbi Yechon's clarifying that this is only in regards to El Chasukkah, because at worst we're talking about an Isra Asay. If this would not be considered a wall, he's just being over, not sitting in a Sukkah, but he's not over a lav. Aval Inyan Shabbos, but in regards to Shabbos. When we're talking about a Dairaisa, Afar B'Yaisi Maida, even Rabbi Yaisi agrees, there's no such thing as Mechitza Tulia regarding Shabbos. Now, Nuchasam Beza on top, Milsa Rabbi Chanina, Amra, Afal Inyan Shabbos. The following member, Rabbi Chanina, tells us that Rabbi Yaisi holds, even in regards to Shabbos, we could rely on Mechitza Tulia. Demar Rabbi Chanina said, Shultan Bal Tzipari, the ruler came to Tzipari, Vitalu like a Tiais, and they hung sheets and curtains out for him to beautify the area and decorate it. And this was in a Mavoy, and they had to carry for this ruler. Vehitta Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, the Taltachtain Kashitas Aviv, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi allowed carrying under them or within them, like the sheet of his father, meaning Rabbi Yaisi, and these were Mechitzas Tuliyos, because these curtains or banners or sheets were hung up above and they didn't reach the floor. And the only way they consider Mechitzas is Mechitzas Tuliyos. And so we clearly see that Rabbi Shmuel is relying on his father Rabbi Yaisi's sheet, and the Mechitzas Tuliyos works even for Shabbos. And continuing to discuss this, Rabbi Yaisi Rabbon says, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Asya Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina, this man Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina goes, Rabbi Chananya like Rabbi Chananya, meaning both of them agree that we do say Mechitzas Tuliyos are okay for Shabbos, and who train Pligel Sheetas Rabbi Yechanan, both of them argue with Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yaisi does not hold a Mechitzas Tuliyos for Shabbos. Where do we got this from? So pay attention to the small gears to change at the beginning. Demar Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Chanina said, quoting Rabbi Yudon, Rabbi Yaisi, V'chanani ben Akavya, that Shloshtan Amru Davar Echad, they all said the same thing. They're all talking about Mechitzas Tuliyos. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gishar Mefulashin, this is the member of Rabbi Yehuda, and actually it's not really referring to Gishar Mefulashin, it goes back to what we had in Halacha Vav, where we had this water bar in between two Chatzeiros, and Rabbi Yehuda held that we don't need to put a Mechitza at all within the bar itself, because the wall of the Chatzer, which is over the bar, is concerned a Mechitza, and that's Mechitza Tuliya. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Yaisi Hada Sukkah. Rabbi Yaisi's Shita is Sukkah, that we can make a Mechitza Tuliya for Sukkah. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi, what about his Shita? The Tani, we have a Braiser. Rabbi Chananya hit their Shlesha Dvarim. Rabbi Chananya allowed three things. Hitter Ketzaitzra, he allowed Ketzaitzra, which is our mission that we're talking about, this board that's jutting out of the wall, right by a window or a doorway in this house, which is over the river, and then we can make Mechitzas Tuliyos in order to be able to draw water. And so that's his Shita. Those are two things that he also said, even though they don't have to do with Mechitzas Tuliyos. The second one is Va'atza Shebayam, seaweed in the sea. Even in regards to Hechsher Eichlin, a person wraps his food in seaweed, even though it's wet with water, it's not Machsher's Eichlin Kabbal Tumma, or it has to do with Hatmana B'Shabbos, that one is allowed to be Matman with seaweed on Shabbos. And lastly, Va'avasa Lointis, bringing a towel. This mission says, if a person drowned himself off with a towel on Shabbos, he's not allowed to bring it to his house because we're afraid he's going to squeeze it. But Rav Chanan Rav Kavya was matter that. So you see from here that all three of these holds, as Tuliyos, are okay on Shabbos. Now continuing on to the last part of the Mishnah, where we had said there are these two porches, one above the other. Both of them have a hole, and then there's mechitzas that make this entire area Rishas Yachid. So technically, they'd be allowed to draw water through the mechitzas and bring it back up into their porches. It's just that we said that they can't do that due to the fact that now they have this shared Rishas in between the two of them. They're both able to use this Rishas Yachid to draw water, so they would have to make an Erev with each other. So now more on that, Ravo says, that's only said if they're both using it by way of the hole. If they're using it on the outside, it's mutter. Which means, let's say we have our two porches staggered, one's over here, one's over there, they're not aligned with each other, that's not a problem. And even if they are aligned with each other, but the upper porch built these mechitzos outside of his board or his porch, not through a hole, which is aligned directly above the guy under him. He built it outside his porch, beyond it, like right at the edge of it. Therefore, when he lowers his bucket through his mechitzos, that's not going through his downstairs neighbor's porch, it's on the outside of it, so that's totally fine, because that's beyond his friend's rishos, they're not using the same rishos. And Matani can't even rest just like this. Shalosh ketzaitzra yezuel gabezu, three of these boards, or three of these porches, one on top of another, numbers 1 and 3, meaning the top and the bottom, are owned by the same guy, it's just that the middle one is owned by somebody different. Also, l'shtamesh me'olyon l'tachtoyne derchem tzayis, it's also m'shtamesh, to transport something from the top one to the bottom one, by way of the middle one, because that's passing it through somebody else's rishos, and there was no eruv made. Avol m'shtamesh menachatzer l'gag ve'enei chayshesh, but he could be mishtamish from the chatzar to the roof, and there's no problem, which basically means he's able to be mishtamish from porch 1 to porch 3, or vice versa, completely bypassing porch 2, and then there's no problem, because he's not being mishtamish derech the rishos of number 2. And our Rishon Yitzchak, he also comments on the Mishnah, Hadad Atmar, that what you said in the Mishnah, that it's also to be mishtamish from the upper porch, lowering the bucket down and pulling up water, that's mebifnim, only from the inside, meaning he's lowering it through the hole in the lower porch. Avol michutz, mutter, that's a proper girsa, but if it's from the outside, it's mutter, which means, let's say the guy from the upper porch is lowering his bucket down and he's just passing it by the window of the lower guy. It's not going through the lower guy's porch, it's just passing by his window. That's permitted. And that's because even though it's going through that lower guy's airspace and the lower guy can open up the window and use that area that the bucket's passing through, so they're technically using the same rishos. This is called rishos avir. They're just using the same airspace. And that's not considered using the same rishos, therefore there's no problem. However, now the Gemara tells us Masnisa Pliga al Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, that's a proper girsa. The following braisa is not like what we just said, B'shem Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. What's the braisa say? Mishalshin Kederis Basar Me'al Gabe Ziz. A person could lower a pot of meat from a beam protruding from the wall, which is 10 by 4. And it's not just lowering the pot of meat from the beam to the chatzer. It's talking about a very similar case to before, where he owns or has access to the top floor and the bottom one, the chatzar, just the middle one is not his. The beam is sticking out of the middle floor. He's taking his pot from the upper floor, lowering it onto the beam, and then taking it from the beam and lowering it onto the chatzar. And this brassa tells us that he's allowed to do that no problem. However, if there's a window in between by the second level, which is 4x4 tefachim, usser, he's not allowed to lower it. Because one's not allowed to be mishtamish from one rishos to another through another rishos that he has no access to. So again, even though he has access to the upper rishos and the lower one, he's not able to lower his pot of meat past this window on the second floor because that's not his rishos and he doesn't have access to it. And obviously the question is, what Rishol Bar Yitzchak do with this? He just said that even if you're mishtamish past a window and you both have access to the same airspace, that's no problem because two people being mishtamish in the same avir, in the same airspace, that's no issue. But the brassa clearly shows that it is. So the more answer is possible I could explain b'shavet. It's where it's on the same level, meaning this 4x4 window owned by the neighbor is actually on level with the ziz. It's right next to this protrusion that he wants to lower his pot onto and off of. And therefore, it's not considered like using the same airspace. It's like the case of lowering the bucket through the hole in the other guy's porch, which is a problem. But if it's just plain airspace, then it's no problem. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.